Religion is usually thought of in terms of dogma and beliefs. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, or Jesus Christ was the only religion, and he came to save the whole world. I've often thought the whole world, if you put it in French, tout le monde in French means everybody in a very general way. The few people in this room today, you could call them tout le monde. But in fact, the reality of religion is something that is not a matter of belief. It's a matter of who we are and what we are. We all have certain realities that are universal. And it's not a matter of whether we believe in them or not. We all know that the heart is where we feel love. And a young swain who's broken-hearted, he never says, I have a broken knee. We all know that love is something we feel in the heart. We all know that when we're inspired, we look upward. And I saw a picture of somebody, sort of a photograph in a pharmacist's window, trying to get young men interested in taking on the career of pharmacist. And how was he looking? No, looking upward. This dream of, we all automatically know that if we're inspired, we look upward. If we're downcast, we look downward. There are certain realities in human nature that are universal, whether you're Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or Christian or atheist, it doesn't matter. This is why one time somebody in Australia said to me, well, I was listening to your lecture, I'm an atheist. What do you got to say to me about God? And I said, well, why don't you think of God as the highest potential you can imagine for yourself? Well, he was completely taken aback by that one. He said, well, yeah, I can live with that. Well, it's something we all can do. Whether we believe in God or not, you can't avoid the fact that some things inspire you. You can't avoid the fact that you want to fulfill a higher potential. Kriya Yoga is that central reality in every human being that takes into account the essential oneness of man. Everybody, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, men call it the Ashvata tree with its roots above and its branches below. And as Master pointed out, the Ashvata tree, the roots above are the hair. This is something that yogis often tell people, to grow their hair long, because you will have, it's like antennae that draw more energy to the brain. But the branches below are the nervous system. And all of us are made in the same way. We all have a spine. We all have this energy coming in through the medulla, into the brain, down into the spine, out into the nervous system, and to the senses. And if we would find our escape from this prison of a body, we can only do so by reversing that trend. Kriya Yoga is the means of helping these things to happen. And these are universal realities. When you feel good, automatically your energy moves upward. When you feel down or badly, your energy automatically moves downward. This is true in physical ways that have nothing to do with belief. When you see something that's beautiful, like that, isn't it true? When you see something that makes you unhappy, you inhale. When there's a reason to be happy, you exhale. When there's reason to be unhappy. This is why Master said babies, their first utterance is to cry. Of course, you can say they first had to inhale to cry. But the first sound they make anyway is a lament at having to deal with matter all over again. And this is the truth of it. When we can learn that the outward stimulation that we feel in the beautiful scenery and beautiful paintings and inspiring music and everything, it always comes back to you. A turtle seeing a beautiful painting would probably, if it had any thought about it at all, wonder if it was something to eat. It takes a certain amount of inner response to be able to say, not only it's beautiful intellectually, but I love that beauty. I love that lovely sound. I love that beautiful color. It's your ability to respond that determines how happy you are in this world. Nothing in this world, Master used to say, that in this world conditions are always neutral. They seem happy or sad depending on the happy or sad conditions and attitudes of the mind. Now, Kriya Yoga helps you to bring your energy upward. It neutralizes it outwardly by bringing the energy up and down with the Ida and the Pingala, which follow naturally, as you'll be learning with the initiation. It follows naturally with the inhalation and exhalation of the breath. The astral breath is in the spine. The Ida and the Pingala are that astral breath. And it's because of that that we breathe physically. The physical need is, it still wouldn't be there if there wasn't an energetic response to that need. You inhale because of the energy wanting to come up. And that is what Kriya Yoga brings. But the purpose of Kriya Yoga is to neutralize those. When you can neutralize the Dvaita, the duality in your consciousness, and you no longer get excited by anything or depressed by anything, but remember that happiness begins inside, and you can have that happiness all the time the more you get control over your inner movement, and then that energy can always move up directly toward the Kutastha, the point between the eyebrows. When you can practice Kriya deeply, you will find that this is the key to spiritual enlightenment. It has nothing to do with outward beliefs. It has everything to do with your inner consciousness. So I hope that you take this Kriya very deeply and very seriously and understand that it applies to every moment of your life. As you live, bringing that energy inward, and as you try to direct it upward, you will find that all of life is, in a very real sense, Kriya Yoga. God bless you.